This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, Chris O'Brien has one of these hit or miss internet connections. And he's able to do it with Skype on his iPhone with some fancy footwork by somehow connecting his mic, more or less. But he doesn't have a really good internet connection, and he's considering whether to get something like HughesNet or something, which is a satellite internet connection where it's kind of expensive, very little data. If you're doing the fight with your mobile phone and the data plans, it's not much better with HughesNet. Not much cheaper, and you get a lot of latency, meaning this has to go up to the satellite and back again. So I could say, hello, Randall, and Randall will take a second to answer. Kind of like the old days when they're doing a satellite connection for a TV network. It'd be like that, but we'll make it work somehow. We were also, as some of you listeners know, going to feature Rick Doty on the Paracast this week. We heavily advertised it. We had a question bank thread in our forums. And let's talk about what happened. Now, Rick Doty, you know, is that former Air Force agent who has been accused, blamed for his possible involvement in UFO disinformation. What about Paul Benowitz, the subject discussed by Greg Bishop in his book Project Beta? What about the MJ-12 documents? What about all that stuff? What about all these people in the UFO field with bird titles like Falcon? We were going to ask him those questions, and he says that a lot of the people in the UFO field really have it all wrong, so we wanted to find out what's right. I've actually worked probably several years to get him on the show. And we had it scheduled, and he was supposed to come back from a shooting or something. Not shooting of a gun, but shooting a film. And unfortunately, we got the show. We did the first segment that you'll hear next week. And then I tried to call Rick on his mobile phone. Didn't work. Couldn't get a hold of him. About an hour and a half after we gave up, he called me. And he apologized. And he wrote me a letter also. I want to apologize for this mishap. We were delayed by a breakdown with a vehicle in a very remote location in Nevada. So he's rescheduled. We're going to do the recording session the week of the 15th of March. Rick Doty, going to be an interesting show. In the meantime, I don't want to say we just got a substitute here. We got somebody who was one of our better guests over the past few years. And we asked him to come in on short notice, which he is gracious to do. J. Randall Murphy is our guest co-host again. Our guest is Robert Schroeder, and he's author of a book called Solving the UFO Enigma, How Modern Physics is Revealing the Technology of UFOs. Now, there's an active discussion or two in our forums about UFOs, possible UFO propulsion systems, whether they're extraterrestrial or not. So this is pretty relevant to that. In the meantime, Robert, welcome back to the Paracast.
Gene, thank you so much for having me on the show again. I'm happy to be here.
And I know you were really hit with bad weather over there.
Yeah, we had a terrible nor'easter up here. For those people in other parts of the country that are not familiar with nor'easters, these are weather systems that are set up in the North Atlantic, and they swirl around, picking up moisture from the ocean, and then they hit the New England area, and as well as the Mid-Atlantic states. And what happens, Gene, is a cold air comes down from Canada. It hits this relatively warm air, and we get tons of snow and wind. Just to give you an idea, we had 90-mile-an-hour winds on Cape Cod, which is just south of Boston. That gives you an idea. Up in our area, probably 60 to 70. Personally, our house here in Massachusetts here, we had three gigantic pine trees fall down. These are called white pines, and they're about 100 feet tall. Oh, man, what a mess. We've been chopping them up for the last 3 days. It's actually started on Wednesday, and we had some stuff fall on our deck. We had to kind of get rid of that. To make a long story short, in the midst of all of our chopping out there today, a truck came by with a tree service business. For $950, they took care of it, and we were more than happy to let them do it. Oh, what a job. What a nightmare.
You see, it brings out the entrepreneurs. You get a nor'easter, if things are really messed up, somebody out there will do something that you need to get things going again. Not so much if you lose your power. You know, they don't have freelance people to restore your power.
No, but I can tell you this. I'm so happy for those entrepreneurs. I'll tell you, he gave us a really good price. I mean, it was an awful lot of work. We got lucky in a way because he was doing three other jobs on our block. So he gave us kind of a discount, and that made it much more palatable. We did lose our power off and on for Wednesday and part of Thursday, but then it finally came back. However, the rest of our town, about half our town, has no power. And I don't know if the audience knows this, but I'm a substitute teacher part-time, and we miss school Thursday and Friday. So the storm really started Wednesday, but it started just as we were leaving school. So anyway, I know you guys are down in Arizona. You're so lucky.
Actually, Randall is located in Canada.
Not so lucky.
We're used to the snow. We had more snow here in one day than we usually get all month, just a few days ago.
And Chris O'Brien moved to New York State in a part where they do get plenty of snow.
South of the Great Lakes, probably.
It's kind of overlooking the Pennsylvania border.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty bad, too, out there. And it's a higher elevation generally. So, yeah, they can get it pretty bad out there. Just a quick question, Gene, for Randall. One of my brothers owns some land up in Halliburton, Canada. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's not around here. That's Canada. Yeah, anyway, what were you going to comment about it?
Ontario. It's about maybe 100 plus miles north of Toronto. And my brother had about 500 acres of land up there. This is back many years ago. We since sold it. But it was really beautiful up there in that part of Canada. Oh, it was kind of like the Lake District area. That's what it was, yeah. And a lot of vacationers went up to that area. And, oh, wait, did you say where you live in Canada? What part?
Well, I'm in Alberta. I'm in Calgary. Oh. So I'm out west.
And, out west, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, Canada's one big, beautiful country, too. So, you know, it's really nice here, and it's beautiful down there. And it was spent, well, we share the whole border with you guys. So
yep, yep.
We're both pretty big countries.
That's a part of Canada and the U.S. for that matter I'd love to get to, the Northwest, the Pacific Northwest. I'd love to get up into that area. I've been trying to persuade my wife and daughter for us to take a vacation out there, but haven't quite succeeded yet. But I'll keep trying.
Listen, let me go over your background a little bit because there's some things that intrigue me that we probably discussed the last time, but I wanted to bring them up again. Okay. One, of course, was the fact that you work with Hewlett-Packard in product management. Which product?
They had a computer called an Alpha system, and I worked with that for many years, but also some software products we were making, and I did that for many years too. But in addition, I supported a lot of marketing managers, and so I did that as well. And I ought to mention that for a good chunk of my career, I was in finance there. I did profit and loss statements and spreadsheets and assets and asset balances, all that kind of stuff. And And it was a great company to work for. I still get my health care through them. I worked there for 27 years.
We're going to have to wait 27 years if we don't do this break. Robert Schroeder joining us with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, Robert Schroeder joins us, and we're going to talk about his book on UFOs in a moment. Now, you have a serious business background. Financial, science, a degree in aerospace engineering. What got you attracted to UFOs?
Okay, Gene, that's a great question. I've actually been interested in this subject. I grew up in the 50s and 60s. And as maybe many of your listeners may know, the 1950s were a big decade for UFOs. And even though I was only a kid in the 50s, 1950s, I couldn't help but see all the stuff on TV and in the papers about UFOs. And I had my own personal sighting. I lived in Teaneck, New Jersey, a couple miles west of the George Washington Bridge, Manhattan, New York. In 1957, in November, I was, I was around 10 years old. I was standing out in my front yard, and I was looking up into the sky, at, you know, like kids usually often do, you know. It was a perfectly clear sky, perfectly blue, not a cloud in sight. And we had a two-story house. I come from a fairly big family. We needed a fairly big house. I have five brothers and sisters. And I, for some reason, I was just looking up, and our house was two stories. And so all of a sudden, coming from the west, coming over our house, I was in the front yard, I saw this cylindrical object that looked like it perfect, just like a cigarette, but it was kind of gold in color. And on at the time of the day was probably around 5 o'clock or so. So the sun was definitely going down in November. And it was, I could see it clearly glinting in the sun. And I thought, that is strange. And my first thought was, and I come from a family of scientists and engineers, so I even as a kid, I loved science. So my first thought was it might have been an airplane. The 707, Boeing 707, had just come out in 1957, and we had seen them. And sometimes when a plane's wings are tilted, you can only see the fuselage. So I thought, gee, maybe that's what it is. But as a kid, I had very good eyesight. I mean, even today, I only wear glasses occasionally, and I just buy the cheap ones at the drugstore. But so I had very good eyesight. But the thing that puzzled me, Gene, was the front of this thing and the back were totally blunt. They were just squared off, just like a cigarette. And then, to my shock, behind it, in tandem, traveling with it, was a round object that was no wider than the narrow width of the cigarette-shaped object. Anyway, the two of them continued across the sky, and at that instant, I realized this was really weird. And so I ran inside to tell my brothers, and a couple of them came out, and they saw it just as it was going over the trees heading toward New York City. At the time, I was totally baffled, but of course it stuck in my memory. And years later, I read a story about this guy in France who was out walking his dog at like 2 in the morning. It was pitch black. And he looked up in the sky, and he saw this gigantic cylindrical-shaped object, and it was kind of tilted at 45 degrees. He said it was huge based on the clouds that were nearby. He said it was easily half a mile in length, you know. I mean, that's how big this thing was. And all of a sudden, he sees a flash at the bottom end, and a disc-shaped object comes out, swirls around the cylinder a couple times, and shoots off in one direction of the compass. And he was in the suburb of Paris. And then a second one came out, did the same thing, but went in a different direction of the compass, until about 6 or 7 of these typical flying saucers had popped out of the bottom of this thing and gone off in different directions. And then the object kind of seemed to be falling toward the ground and then just evaporated, disappeared. And the guy was flabbergasted. When I read that report, and by that time I had read a lot of UFO stories, I instantly realized the thing I saw in 1957 was some kind of a carrier, or what ufologists call a mothership. And apparently the discs are stacked like plates inside of these cylinders. And that's apparently what I saw. And
so you're assuming then that might be part of the propulsion system for these UFOs?
No, I think it's simply The disc-shaped UFOs are used for close-up observation of the Earth, but when they move from one star system to another, they go in that larger cylinder, kind of like an aircraft carrier carries airplanes. And I think that's what they do. I think those smaller disc-shaped objects are what you might call scout craft. I've heard that term. And that's probably what they are. And they're used for, you know, getting down close and personal, you know, and checking things out on planet Earth and or other planets in the solar system where they haven't their civilizations are not as developed as the ones that are building these UFOs.
Can I ask a question there?
Yes.
Just before we get too far along, so you saw one of these cylindrical objects. Now, was the one that you saw, in your estimation, as large as this other sighting of the mothership that you are describing?
That's a great question, Randall. I figured when I looked at it that it, I thought it was flying at around 5,000 feet, and my assumption was based on airplanes that were going into LaGuardia Airport, before it became Kennedy. And I assumed if it was at that height, it was pretty darn big, because it looked longer than a normal 707.
But it wasn't like a half a mile long.
You know what? If I misjudged the altitude, if the altitude was actually higher, then it easily could have been a half mile. And just so you don't think that's unprecedented, there was a sighting in England by a private airline pilot, and this guy, and I unfortunately can't remember his name. Maybe you guys can remember, but he's been the sighting has been shown on TV many times. But Aurigny, Aurigny Airlines, and they were going to from England to the Channel Islands. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, they were flying across the channel and noticed something off in the distance that way.
Huge. It was, they estimate it was easily a mile in diameter.
Yeah, these motherships have been spotted. We know about those. And in your case, however, I mean, I was just trying to determine, say, if we've got a long sort of cylindrical object that is within reasonable size, like how did this thing move so that you could distinguish it from something like, say, an unconventional blimp or something like that?
Yes, this thing was very, I'd use the word majestic. It just moves smoothly across the sky.
Let's break it here, and then we'll continue.
Okay.
When they say majestic, I think of Majestic 12 because of the forthcoming appearance of Rick Doty. I'm kidding. Robert Schroeder joining Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, it's Greg Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before we go on, I want to tell you we have a second radio show that is only available to those who subscribe to the Paracast Plus. To find out more, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We offer After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen next. We offer this show free of the network ads. And other goodies, prices starting at just $1.49 a week, our price cheap. We're talking today primarily about physical UFOs, physical propulsion systems, advanced physics with Robert Schroeder. Now, as many of our listeners know, we cover a wide gamut of the UFO enigma, and we talk about some aspects of UFOs not being as physical as they seem to be. But everything is based on assumptions. So if you assume that UFOs are physical craft coming here from other worlds, they have to use some kind of propulsion system to get here. Ideally, I'd like it to be a Stargate. And the reason I'd like it to be a Stargate, and I'll ask Robert if he has any opinions about that, is because it's just so simple. You enter the gate, 30 seconds later, you're through the wormhole, and you're on another part of the galaxy. You don't have to worry about crashing somewhere. You don't have to worry about space wars because you're going from here to there. It's just so simple. You don't have to worry about waiting at a spaceport. You just enter the Stargate. I guess for mass amounts of people, it might be a little awkward. You'd have to just send rows and rows of them to the Stargate. But before we go on there, I just wanted to throw this out because it kind of inspired me by a couple of things I read about you. Do you think that a Stargate is a practical form of transportation if we're going to deal with wormholes?
I would say this, Gene. They're not using wormholes. The reason is that wormholes are very, very difficult to maintain. And wormholes, if they exist, would simply connect one part of the universe to another.
Well, that's the point of the Stargate. It's a two-way transportation.
Yes, I totally agree. However, here's the problem. You couldn't go anywhere you wanted. You'd have to go wherever the wormhole happened to be connected. But I think they are getting here quite quickly, and I'll tell you why. But I don't know if it's okay for me to kind of get into the technical stuff.
Right, but just bear in mind here, we have a mixture of listeners. Some are technical, okay. Some are not. Some, if you say anything beyond the four letters math, they will turn off. So you need to explain it in a form that anybody will pick up on it.
Yep, and because I've done, over the last few years, I've probably done, good grief, maybe 80 or 90 presentations, appearances around the country, you know. And so I've talked to all kinds of audiences. And I can present this in a way that everybody will understand it. In a nutshell, I do believe that extra dimensions exist. And it appears, according to one theory by a couple of Harvard physicists, that there may be one of these extra dimensions might be on the larger side. And it appears to be, according to their theory, severely warped. In such a way that we may be able to make use of it to travel to other stars. And I'll get into that in a second. People have probably heard of string theory, maybe? I don't know.
Sure.
Okay. String theory is, there's no need to totally understand it, but the basic idea is that at one point they thought that all subatomic particles were tiny, infinitesimally small points and with no extension. There's a big thing going on in physics called the TOE, the big toe, and TOE stands for theory of everything. And the whole idea behind that is to unite the non-gravity forces in nature and gravity. That is, everybody's probably heard of general relativity. And I'm sure pretty people have heard of quantum mechanics. And those are the two pillars of modern physics. And now general relativity refers to things that are large scale, planets, solar systems, galaxies, the universe itself. And on the other hand, quantum mechanics deals with the subatomic world, teeny-weeny things like atoms and electrons and quarks and protons, neutrons, and that kind of thing. And the problem that physics is having, and anybody can look this up on the internet, they've been trying to come up with this unified theory that will unify gravity with the other forces of nature, the non-gravity forces, electromagnetism, the strong nuclear force, and the weak nuclear force. That's it. There's only three non-gravity forces. And the strong nuclear force is what holds the nucleus together, because like repels, so protons in the nucleus, because they have a like positive charge, they would fly apart except for the strong nuclear force, which overcomes that repulsion and holds the nucleus together. Otherwise, we would not be here. We'd blow up. And the weak nuclear force is just related to radioactivity. Subatomic particles decay. People have heard of radioactive decay, like uranium and stuff. And that's the weak nuclear force that produces that effect. And electromagnetism, we're all familiar with that. We use it every single day. And photons carry the electromagnetic force. But anyway, Einstein, before he died, in his last years of his life, he died in 1955, he tried to come up with a theory that would unify at least electromagnetism and gravity. And he was not able to do so. But anyway, physicists have been working on this unification theory for, good grief, a century, you know. And they finally started to make mathematical or theoretical progress, at least on paper. They can't show it experimentally yet, but I think they will. But what happened is they realized that subatomic particles may not be infinitesimally small points. Instead, they may be little wiggling strings, hence string theory. And this is where it gets exciting. And now I'm going to explain what this is all about. So if the things are little wiggling strings, it opens whole new theoretical windows, and we may be able to unify gravity and the non-gravity forces. But where it relates to UFOs, and that's where I'm going to show the audience what I think is going on. A number of theories have come. Oh, I forgot to mention one important thing. One of the things that comes out naturally out of string theory is the idea that we may live in a universe of extra dimensions. Now, everybody knows we live in three space dimensions. You can move forward and backward, sideways either way, or up and down. That's three space dimensions. And then Einstein taught us that time should be considered a fourth dimension. That's what they mean by space-time. So for years and years, we thought we lived in a four-dimensional universe, three of space and one of time. Now, incredibly, in string theory, they think there may be an additional seven dimensions, space dimensions, for a total of 11 dimensions altogether. It sounds mind-boggling. And
so therefore, in the fifth dimension, we have Mr. Mixes Pitlick. You're not familiar with the comic books, are you?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, so this is a character in the Superman or DC Comics universe where he is an all-powerful, mischievous person who comes from the fifth dimension, and the only way to get rid of him is to get him to say or spell his name backwards. Okay, that's in the Superman universe. We don't want to get into comic books and characters. We want to get into string theory and interdimensional travel and goodies like that. More to come with Robert Schroeder and Jean and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
See, I can dovetail that into theories of the universe. I want to get past the technical stuff because we really want to focus on practicality here. So the thing here is we make an assumption UFOs are spaceships. They come here from other star systems. How do they get here? And if they get here, wouldn't they choose a way to travel that would somehow exceed the speed of light? Otherwise, it would take 1,000 years to get here. Some way to maybe go through a dimensional pathway or some kind of warp drive or something to get here in hours or days rather than centuries. And we also assume that if a civilization is thousands of years ahead of us, they got this figured out pretty much, right?
Yes, well, yeah, exactly. And we are on the, I believe we may ourselves be on the threshold of understanding how they do it. And actually, I was literally right on the verge of telling you that I did the worst technical stuff so far. But this is where it gets exciting, Gene. And I do need to mention this because it explains it. I'll just mention this real briefly. There's a big problem in physics called the hierarchy problem. Gravity is much weaker than the other forces of nature. Nobody knows why. But this theory called warped geometry by a Harvard physicist and actually by another in Johns Hopkins University, what it says is this, and this is where the UFO connection comes in. Their theory postulates we live on something called a space-time membrane, but there's another space-time membrane parallel to ours. One more thing. Of those extra dimensions, only one is large, and oddly enough, it's the fifth dimension, as in the Superman comic book there. But so the only so
therefore, if we can travel through space by saying our names backwards.
Oh, I wish we could. And I'd be checking it out right away. But anyway, the idea that they had to explain the hierarchy problem, the weakness of gravity, and just to show you how incredibly weak it is, the electromagnetic force, which is very similar to the other, in terms of strength, to the other non-gravity forces, is 10 to the 36th power, 1 followed by 36 zeros, stronger than gravity. That's staggering. It's like a gazillion, gazillion, gazillion. And so they had to try to explain it, and here's how they do it. They believe that the gravitons that carry the gravity force, they believe that they are going into this, what they call the bulk, this space between these two membranes and that fifth dimension area. It's actually five-dimensional space, but we cannot see that five-dimensional space. The photons from our eyes are stuck on the membrane we live on, so we cannot see it. But gravitons, because they're open strings with the two ends of the string stuck in our membrane, but gravitons are believed to be closed loops. Gravitons carry the gravity force, and they are free to travel into this extra five-dimensional space that's literally all around us right now as we talk. And the key to their theory is also the key, I believe, to UFOs traveling to planet Earth. Here it is. They believe that that five-dimensional space that's all around us that we can't see, they believe that it's severely warped, where the force of gravity goes up 10 to the 16 times the deeper you go into that fifth dimension toward the parallel membrane that's next to us. And why is that important? Here's why. General relativity tells us that where gravity is strong, space shrinks, distance shrinks. I'll give you an exact example, and you'll see exactly what's going on. If we were able to penetrate into that bulk, into that five-dimensional space, it would only have to go in partway into it. Oh, by the way, does anybody know the closest star system to planet Earth?
Proxima Centauri. It's about
exactly. Is that Randall or Gene?
That's Randall. You can hear the slight Canadian lilt.
Oh, you're right. Alpha Centauri, AB, and Proxima. Proxima happens to be the closest star. It's a red dwarf to planet Earth. There is 4.3 light years, or about 25 trillion miles. If we went by conventional spaceships, it would easily take thousands of years, actually, because rockets just don't go that fast. And so, if, you know, it would take multiple generations before we even got there. But listen to this. If we were able to penetrate the bulk, we'd only have to go into the this five-dimensional space that's all around us, but we can't penetrate at the moment. We'd only have to go in where gravity increases in strength only 1/10,000th of its maximum strength, 10 to the 16 power. So it's only going to be 1/10,000th of that. And if we went in only that far, the distance to Alpha Centauri shrinks from 25 trillion miles, or 4.3 light years, to a mere 25 miles. You could jump in your car and drive to Alpha Centauri in half an hour, depending on the speed limit and the bulk. And
so you're basically warping the distance.
We're not warping the distance. Mother Nature is.
So Mother Nature is making the trip of several light years a 25-mile trip. Doesn't matter how it's done. But is that warp drive then?
No. Nope, it's not. All we're doing is taking advantage of a portion of space that is naturally warped. And that's all we're doing. It's just like going from Europe to America back in the age of discovery. We took advantage of the ocean to go, you know, straight across, and instead of trying to go, you know, across the polar regions and you know, we just took a more direct route on the ocean. It was available. We used it. And that's exactly what's going on here.
Okay, but let me ask more of a detailed question, more practical question. Okay, so we can come up with a theory about how a spacecraft will travel quickly from one star system to another.
Yes.
The distance of 25 miles rather than 3 or 4 light years. And maybe travel hundreds of light years in a pretty quick amount of time. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Is this something we can conceive of doing maybe in a test laboratory in the near future? Or is this something 10, 20, 1,000 years before we can develop that technology?
Excellent question. Right now, what's happening, guys, is they are testing for the extra dimensions at the Large Hadron Collider, which is a particle accelerator over in Geneva, Switzerland. And in fact, they are looking for signals that these extra dimensions exist. And this is really critical to modern physics because they're trying to solve these very complex problems. Well, the big problem is the hierarchy problem, the weakness of gravity versus the other forces. And if they find those extra dimensions, it'll be the first indication we have that they exist and that they might account for the weakness of gravity, because the gravitons that carry the gravity force are all located in this bulk area. So they've actually run a whole ton of tests at the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider, and unfortunately it takes years to go through the data, to sift through it. I mean, they have mountains of data, and so the answer may be already in there. We just haven't found it yet because they've got you have thousands of physicists around the world who are combing through this data, and we may have a signal. And what they're actually looking for is, believe it or not, where gravity suddenly becomes weak at a certain point, and where they collide these particles together. If they see the strength of the gravity force, ordinary Earth gravity, suddenly become weak there, that's an indication that gravitons have shot into the extra dimensions, and that would indicate these dimensions are real. And once we know that, that's when we can really begin cracking down and trying to figure out how to get in there, explore it, find out what's going on, and things like that.
And you see, Elon Musk better get on this. Can you imagine if Elon Musk offers for like $500,000, I'll take you across the stars for just $500,000. We'll also have a new Tesla spaceship. Now, imagine that we had a Tesla spaceship. Of course, we also have to think about the source of energy for this. I want to ask you about that, too. And then we'll go back to the straight ahead with the UFOs. But we have Robert Schroeder. And the book, by the way, if you're curious about all this stuff into advanced technology, he wrote a book about all this that is, you know, very much related to UFOs. It's called Solving the UFO Enigma, How Modern Physics is Revealing the Technology of UFOs. Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.